Welcome back to Unfolding. I'm Erica Voll, a confidence and well-being coach and a certified human design guide. And I work with women so that they can say no to what drains them because they learn to trust their decisions and understand their unique strengths. And together, we clear old patterns and they learn how they're designed to make confident decisions and start putting themselves first. Because I believe your human design is your roadmap and your permission to do things differently and confidently. So let's get into today's episode. Do you remember that show, What Not to Wear, from the early 2000s? On this show, there were Stacey and Clinton, and they would do a big makeover of someone who dressed how they really wanted to. And honestly, I think they made the guests look more frumpy than normal. And there's a part of me that loved it, and there was a part of me that absolutely hated the show because I saw myself in so many of those people. And the guests were overwhelmed with the clothes that they should wear and the hairstyle that they suddenly had to maintain. And it was usually pretty obvious that there was an underlying mental health issue for a lot of the guests. I couldn't help but think of this show as I was starting to write this podcast episode, because if you ambush people with information too quickly, it doesn't resonate. I mean, think of your first day on the job or the first day of a new class, and the teacher's telling you everything you need to learn or you're going to learn over that semester, and you feel your brain melting from that too much information. And that describes how sometimes I get so caught up in sharing about human design that I actually overwhelm people. So recently I was giving a human design reading at a retreat, and about halfway through, one of the other retreat hosts who was sitting there said to the person I was reading for, "Is that too much? Is this too much information?" And I paused because she was not wrong. I love going so deep, and I was going deeper than I normally do in a first reading, but the person was asking such thoughtful and engaging questions that I was just trusting the moment and going with it, not realizing how much deeper I had gone and how I was overwhelming her. So it really reminded me how much I love sharing human design, but I can give you too much information. But I also love those aha moments that land really deep for people. And I've noticed it's actually why people choose to work with me. They are ready to go deep. They want transformation. They don't want just surface level tips. They don't want a reading that they're going to forget in 2 hours. They want to use this in their life. And human design, I'm a 5-1 profile, which is a problem solver and investigator. And when I am lit up about something, I can go so deep into a rabbit hole that you might not see me for days. I'm really designed to help people solve problems and uncover patterns, especially the ones quietly draining their energy or loudly running the show. And how I'm supposed to ground myself, which is my gate 35 in my chart, that's part of the throat center. It's all about sharing what I've learned through lived experience. Just ask my family. I love sharing what I'm learning. I'll tell you about an article I've read. I'll tell you about a show I've watched. I'll tell you about a YouTube video I've watched. And I can sometimes see my daughter's eyes rolling into the back of her head because she's like, oh gosh, more from mom. So here's a challenge that I have learned to navigate as a coach. Transformation doesn't happen through information overload. It actually happens at the right time with the right insight, but also integration and allowing people to take it in as they're ready. So I've really restructured how I work with clients several times. I used to do these 1-hour sessions. They were totally packed with information. We would talk about as many parts of the chart as I could possibly fit in an hour or an hour and a half, because I wanted everybody to get the most bang for their buck. And I also noticed about 40 minutes in that there would be this eye glaze that would happen, and I would notice that I was losing my clients. So as I've started to develop my coaching practice, I realized I had to take a longer-term relationship, take it over time, and that allowed us to go deep, but not in 1-hour info dump where the client left feeling completely overwhelmed and had no idea how to apply human design to their real life. So now my sessions are 8 sessions. So they're getting 8 hours in addition to other content that I provide between our sessions. And that's why I think I have fallen in love with sharing through private podcasts and personalized audio lessons because you can take them as you're ready. They're thoughtful, they're self-paced, and then they give you the space to let things sink in and they meet you exactly where you are. And if you need to listen on repeat, you can listen on repeat because a lot of us learn by listening over and over and over. So as it turns out, I'm actually sharing the way I'm designed to work, and there will be more coming soon on something I have been working on behind the scenes. So for now, I will leave you with this. You are not too much. You are not behind. You are exactly where you're meant to be. You are ready for what you need now. And when you're ready to go deeper, I've got you. You can book an intro coaching call with me. Just visit my website or click the link in the show notes below. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would tap the plus sign or subscribe to follow the show so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling generous, please leave me a quick review, which helps more people find Unfolding. I would be so grateful. I'm just getting started with this podcast, and your support means the world to me. And if there's someone in your life who you know would love these conversations, please share them with a colleague or friend. Thanks for being here. I'll see you next time.